AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. and Iran appear to harden their positions over ceasefire talks today, but President Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz to April 6, saying in a social media post he'll hold off bombing Iran's energy plants until then. Ed Donahue reports he had more to say at a cabinet meeting.
President Trump says Iran is begging to work out a deal to end the war.
The Iranian regime is now admitting to itself that they have been decisively defeated. They're saying to people, this is a disaster. They know. That's why they're talking to us.
Among those at the president's cabinet meeting today was envoy Steve Witkoff.
We have, along with your foreign policy team, presented a 15-point action list that forms the framework for a peace deal. This has been circulated through the Pakistani government, acting as the mediator.
Iran dismissed a U.S. proposal. Iran has been blocking ships it perceives as linked to the U.S. and Israeli war effort from the Strait of Hormuz, but it's letting a trickle of others through the crucial waterway. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate's working on what's being called a last and final offer to end the impasse over Homeland Security funding. Democrats are looking for limits on Trump administration immigration enforcement policies. The TSA says it may have to shut down operations at some airports if the impasse drags on. It says more than 480 officers have quit after going weeks without pay. That's created long lines at security checkpoints, including in Houston, where traveler James Person spoke to us.
The crowds have been really friendly. The staff's been great. The ICE guys and TSA guys have been wonderful. I just really upset with Congress for not doing their job to fund DHS so we can get rid of this mess.
And the California Senate's voted to rename Cesar Chavez Day to Farm Workers Day, following sexual abuse allegations against the labor icon. This is AP News. Seth Soutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks had their worst day on Wall Street since the war with Iran began, as doubt took over again from hope about a possible end to the conflict. The S&P 500 fell 1.7%. The index was on track for a fifth losing week in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 469 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 2.4%. Crude oil prices rose more than 4%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. The gains for crude oil prices and Treasury yields eased back late in the day after President Donald Trump said he would further push back any attacks on Iran's power plants. Seth Soutel, New York.
Mortgage rates climbed this week to the highest level in more than 6 months. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.38%. Jobless claims fell last week. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.